The title of this poster is Public Perception of a Sustainable Landscape Demonstration, and the authors are Susan Barton, Jules Bruck, Joshua Duke, Megan Murray, Sriram Inamdar, and Douglas Tallamy, all from the University of Delaware. This project was funded by a USDA National Integrated Water Quality Program grant. The full project sought to explore the ecosystem services provided by different landscape components, specifically meadow, forest, rain garden, and mowed lawn. This poster focuses on a demonstration garden that was installed in a residential landscape to show people how meadows, forests, rain gardens, and landscape beds can be included in the home landscape. This landscape was designed by multiple classes of students, and a design was created that included ideas from several different students. The main features were reducing lawn space, cutting about a 44,000 square foot lawn in half to leave about a 22,000 square foot lawn, installing a 6,000 square foot meadow, installing a forested buffer or a reforestation area that was approximately 12,000 square feet, and installing landscape beds, some of which were intended to handle a very wet area and function as a rain garden, and others that contained predominantly a native plant palette focusing on attracting wildlife. Another goal was to create spaces in the landscape that engage homeowners in experiencing their landscape. The landscape beds were designed to provide complete cover with the plantings in approximately 3 to 5 years, and we used leaf mulch initially to cover the soil between the plants. The installation costs were calculated to be $31,932, and the management costs over a 3-year period were $6,921. That was primarily for student weeding labor. We were interested in measuring the public perception of this demonstration landscape. We did so with first an intercept survey that was conducted during July 2013, that was spearheaded by Joshua Duke and Megan Murray. It was conducted at the Delaware Department of Motor Vehicles in New Castle County, Delaware, and included photos of landscapes and lists of landscape attributes. The survey was pre-tested with a variety of groups over the course of the preceding year, and impacts of the landscape were fine-tuned to be as clear as possible to the general public. Some impacts that we thought would be negative, such as taking time to become established, more initial weeding, leaves requiring management, and less lawn for sports, turned out to be neutral to respondents, and a few hypothesized negative impacts were viewed as positive by respondents, such as fewer clean lines in the landscape and looks different from the neighbor's landscape. From this survey, we learned that people place much importance on water management in terms of better flood control and better water quality. They're also interested in more plant diversity for wildlife and moving indoor activities outdoors. The most important negative impact perceived by this landscape was undesirable wildlife that might be present. Tours were also conducted of this demonstration landscape during years 2 and 3 for both landscape professionals and homeowners. A Qualtrics survey was sent to tour participants who provided email addresses in November 2014. Respondents indicated that the demonstration landscape looked different from their own home landscape and from the other landscapes in their developments. Similar to the intercept survey results, respondents listed the 3 most positive attributes as greater diversity of wildlife, better water quality, and better flood control. Initial establishment costs and initial maintenance requirements were the least desirable attributes. These respondents, who toured the actual garden rather than just viewing the photographs as in the intercept survey, did not express concern over unwanted wildlife. Close to 100% of the responses listed the reforestation corridor and the rain garden and landscape beds as very desirable, very attractive or attractive, and close to 90% listed the meadow as very attractive or attractive. But only between 50 and 60% of those same respondents said they were likely to install these components in their own home landscape. As an aside, the meadow for this project was established using a protocol we have developed based on testing along Delaware roadsides. This protocol for establishing a meadow starts with step one of killing the existing vegetation and core aeration. Step two is mixing meadow seed with sawdust using a front-end loader on a hard surface, someplace apart, separate from the meadow, and then taking that seed and sawdust mixture and spreading it over the potential meadow area to a depth of about 1 inch. The meadow establishes quickly based on our experience due to two things. One, the moist, and this part is hypothesized, the moist germination medium provided by the sawdust once it is wet, and two, the reduced weed competition since the sawdust excludes light from reaching the soil, so there is little crabgrass and foxtail that germinates and competes with the desirable meadow plantings. Thank you very much for your attention, and I will be available at the poster session to answer any further questions you have about this project.